Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hope you enjoy this previously recorded interview on the Georgine Rice Show, aired on 93.9 KPDQ radio station in Portland, Oregon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back. You're listening to the Georgine Rice Show. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a new program that you must be made aware of. Voice with Action is the name of the program, heard right here at 8:20 a.m. The Word on Sundays at 2 p.m. and then again at 10 p.m. on Sundays. Joining us to talk about this new program and the extraordinary work that she is doing as co-founder and president of the nonprofit organization Orphan Relief and Rescue is Rebecca Pratt. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to 8:20 a.m. The Word.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, we want to welcome you to the lineup here at 8:20 a.m. We're delighted to have you. For listeners who perhaps haven't yet had the opportunity to hear your program, just describe a little bit for us what they can expect when they tune in on Sundays.
Yeah, we are an organization called Orphan Relief and Rescue. We work in West Africa to really help children in the worst situations possible and complicated situations. We are helping children out of trafficking situations, child abuse and harm. And we're just, bringing Jesus in, entwined through all of that. And it's just been a beautiful, beautiful work.
You know, sex trafficking and abuse is a subject that many of us are just beginning to be awakened to in our own country as well as around the world. What form does it take in West Africa where you do your work with Orphan Relief and Rescue?
Yeah, so we work in villages where it's very impoverished and parents who can't feed all their kids are picking one to, what they say, send away to work for their own keep. And they're not realizing that when they send their child away to work for their own keep, they're actually selling their child slavery. Horrific things happen under those situations. And it's, you know, the children are working on farms. Predominantly boys are working on farms. And the girls are purchased by mothers who want help in their home. And the mother uses them as, you know, the slave of the home. And then at night, the men are using these kids and abusing them sexually. So it's just a really horrific thing that these kids go through. And this is also the voodoo capital of the world. It's where they claim it was the birthplace of voodoo. So it is, you know, under that, we see that people in that religious practice don't have that natural affection for their children that we see when they're not in that religious practice. So, you know, ultimately, the answer is Jesus through all of this and helping practically as well.
Absolutely. And through the program, Voice with Action, you help to bring their stories to our attention, but also to bring the beauty, mystery, and unforgettable stories that surround the work that you are doing. I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about the program, but let me ask you, how do you identify and how do you work in these areas? Do you have people on the ground in these villages? How do you identify the source of need and then respond to it?
Yeah, we have an anti-trafficking team of locals that work on the ground there. We have 31 employees. You know, we have 13 cooks for these kids. We have, you know, lots of different job descriptions for these kids. So, yeah, so what we're doing is we are literally intercepting kids from being sold into slavery. And we are helping the parents through a savings and loan program. And through that program is where we're getting them to understand how to do business, as well as we're sharing about a God of love that loves them, hasn't destined them to poverty as they've been taught by their religious practice. And so, yeah, we're seeing God just sweep through and doing incredible, incredible things. So, yeah, it's been beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. When Christ is introduced into that kind of a situation, there's always transformation that is worthy of rejoicing. How did you become involved in this kind of work?
Yeah, my family and I, we lived on a hospital ship with an organization called Mercy Ships, and we were just the support staff on that ship. And on the weekends, we were just helping children on the side. And after our 2-year stint with that organization was up in Africa, then we just felt like God was not letting us spend night, basically. And we had friends that had a nonprofit organization already in existence.
And they said, you know what, why don't you bring your dream into our organization? And if you outgrow us in a year, we'll help you start your own. And that's exactly what happened. And so that was 17 years ago. And through the years, we've literally intercepted hundreds of kids from being sold and brought hundreds of kids back from slavery, or facilitated, you know, children to come back from slavery. And we have seen literally thousands of people come to Jesus now through this program. And it's just, yeah, beautiful, beautiful work.
Well, that is incredible work. How does that translate into a program, Voice with Action? I know you are a gifted storyteller and you have much to tell in terms of the truth of how God is impacting these lives. But how do you bring that work to the airwaves to encourage, inspire, and challenge us here at home?
Yeah, every day God is doing crazy, amazing work in front of our eyes when we go, and then, you know, what we're hearing when we come home. And I'm constantly telling the stories to my staff, and they're like, gosh, you know, you need to be sharing these stories. So, of course, I've written two books. Inspired to Action is the first book. Inspired to Live an Extraordinary Life, Even Through Difficult Circumstances, is the second book. And I have documented a lot of these crazy, amazing God stories in these books. But, you know, every day there's a new story. And so we decided, let's put a podcast together and literally share with the world the goodness of the Lord and the faithfulness that we're seeing God just do the miraculous over and over and over. And, you know, my hope with this podcast is that people will be inspired and ignited in their walk with Jesus every day. And that through these stories, you know, God will just become bigger to them. And, you know, the audience, you know, of all of you that listen, you know, I'm constantly saying, you know, people are saying, okay, that's great over there, but how does that translate over here at home? And that is what I try to do with this podcast, is I want to bring it home. How do we walk through our daily life with Christ, knowing that we serve this crazy, amazing God that is doing all these cool stuff all around, but we just have to have eyes to see it. So yeah, that's my hope and prayer, is that people will just be so encouraged in their own walk with the Lord as they hear the stories and as they listen to how they can apply it to their life here in wherever they're at.
Well, I just love that we would have eyes to see that God isn't just working there, but he's working moment by moment right here. And you encourage us to have eyes to see and ears to hear. We're talking about the new program, Voice with Action, heard Sundays here on 820 AM, The Word, at 2 p.m. on Sundays, as well as at 10 p.m. And we would encourage you to check that out. You will be inspired and encouraged and uplifted, reminded of who God is, what he's doing here and abroad. Continuing my conversation with Rebecca Pratt. She is the co-founder and president of the nonprofit organization Orphan Relief and Rescue. They help with those who are being trafficked and rescued from abusive situations in West Africa. And their stories have a great deal to tell us about who God is, that they are known and seen, that he is moving. And we can be encouraged that he is the God of Scripture that we have come to know and trust. And even in the 21st century, he is on the move. Now, Rebecca, your program really is designed to inspire your listeners with unforgettable stories. Can you share a story or two with us?
Yeah, one of the little girls, she was 6 years old when her parents trafficked her, and a restaurant in another country purchased her from the trafficker. And at 6 years old, she was the first to go into the restaurant every day, and she would be in charge of setting up the whole restaurant at 6 years old for the clientele coming in. And she said she was always the last to leave. She had to wash all the dishes and she would get home very late. She said she was beat regularly and hardly given enough food to eat, always hungry. And her mother came into our savings and loan program, our microfinance program, and learned about Jesus. And we told her what happens when you traffic your children. And if you know where your child was trafficked to and can bring them back, we will help that child on our program. We'll put them on a feeding program, two meals a day into school, and we'll continue to help you as the parent, you know, through this microfinance program. And so that mother, to our shock, she was one of the first mothers brought back her child. And that it was shocking that they knew, number one, it was in those early years where they knew where their children were sold to. We just thought the trafficker takes the child and they never see the child again. But in this particular area, they literally you know, a lot of these traffickers are uncles that don't have any natural affection for their family member, and they're preying on these situations of hardship of their family members. And so they're profiting, of course, from the terrible situations that their family members are in. So this brother of this mom knew where the child was, and she put pressure on her brother to get that child back. So that little girl comes back at 8 years old, and we just, you know, were shocked that this was a child that had been abused so ridiculously horrible at, you know, from 6 to 8 years old for 2 years. And she didn't know the language. She didn't remember the language of her hometown anymore because she worked in a whole different area with a different language. So the parents were going to re-traffic her because they were like, well, we can't get her into school because she doesn't speak the language. And we said, no, let's put her, we'll put her in a protected place, you know, home, and we will get her a tutor and get her up to where she can actually go to school and learn, you know, with the language learned. So it took about a year for her to learn her language again. But we asked her, you know, once we could start communicating with her, you know, what do you want to do with your life now that you're not, you know, in slavery anymore? And she says, I just want to go to school like every other girl my age. And we're like, yeah, we could arrange that. Hey, sure. Oh, you know, we put her into school, and now she is, let's see, she was the one of the first ones that came back. And so now she is 19 years old, and she is pretty much graduated from high school. She's in a trade school now, learning baking and cooking, and she wants to, you know, maybe eventually open up her own bakery one day. And she's just this amazing young lady, loves Jesus with all her heart. You know, the hardest part that these kids have to walk through is forgiving their parents for what they did to them. And, you know, I told her when we first got her, you know, and we started to be able to communicate with her as she started to learn language, you know, she said, you know, I'll never forgive my mom and dad for what they've done to me. And I said, you know, right now you don't have to, because obviously it's fresh. But one day you will need to forgive, because if you don't, you will not be okay. And forgiveness is not for your parents as much as it is for you. And, you know, so she has through the years walked through this forgiveness. And in talking to her and, you know, recently, I said, you know what, you are going to be the one that's back and transforms your village for Jesus and rescues and makes sure that kids are not put in the same situation that you are. I said, do you believe that as well? And she said, yes, I do. I believe I will be doing that to help my other cousins, basically, because these communities all are intertwined family-wise. And I'm just looking at these kids now that are growing. You know, we've been doing this for 17 years. And I'm seeing over and over just the older kids that are growing up, that they want to give back and they want to be able to spare children from going through what they went through. And it's just this beautiful picture. And with our 31 employees that we have, 9 of them are kids that have grown up, whether it's in the orphanage safe home because they had no parents alive, or within the villages, that have gone through university or trade school now and are literally working for us. And it's a full circle thing. And we're just seeing, and they love Jesus with all their heart. And they are just passionate to share, you know, that Jesus can change. And, you know, a touch from Jesus changes everything. And they're sharing with others, you know, that Jesus is the answer to all of this, as well as practical, obviously, education in this. But it is, it's incredible to just witness the beauty of the Lord through these rescue missions. And I always say, you know, God's in the business of, you know, rescuing first and then redeeming and restoring. That's his business. And, you know, I call it the three R's, you know, rescue, redeem, and restore. And that's what we're seeing every single day, over and over and over. And, you know, how does that translate back home? That translates, you know, when we're going through difficult things, or we're seeing, you know, difficult circumstances of our friends or family in front of us, we can be reassured that God is always behind the scenes working to rescue, to redeem, and to fully restore, as we will put our trust in him. And, you know, for me, regularly, I'm having to, you know, let go of my anxiety of the things I'm seeing around me and just say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. You're good. You're good. the goodness of the Lord is what we cannot deny of what we're seeing regularly and what I see at home on a regular basis, because I'm opening my eyes to be able to witness the beauty of the Lord all around me. You know, there's a big question people say to me, how can you do this work and be okay because of what you see? And I always say, I focus on what I do see God doing. I don't focus on what I don't see God doing. And then everywhere I look, I see the beauty of the Lord. And all I can do is walk away and say, wow, God, wow.
We ought to always have that sense of awe of who God is and what He is doing among us in our own hearts and among those around us. You're listening to Rebecca Pratt. She is the co-founder and president of the nonprofit organization Orphan Relief and Rescue, and she's the host of Voice with Action, a relatively new program on 820 AM The Word, heard on Sundays at 2 p.m. and again at 10 p.m. I want to encourage you to take full advantage of the opportunity to be encouraged, to have your eyes opened, and to rejoice at what God is doing. What do you hope the program will ultimately do for the ministry that you're engaged in, as well as for those who are listening, who need to be reminded and encouraged that God is at work, despite what we may see around us that is discouraging?
Yeah, the first desire is that people will be inspired and ignited in their own walk with the Lord and be encouraged. And then, of course, we would love people to rally together with us and to partner with us in this work. You know, everything we do is through individuals and even businesses saying, you know, I want to be a part of this. I want to give. I want to pray. And that is how we run the organization. It is a faith-based organization, you know, financially and practically. So, yeah, we would love people to get involved in what we're doing as well.
And a good place to start is listening right here on AM, 820 AM, The Word, Voice with Action, heard Sundays at 2 and then again at 10 p.m. Well, Rebecca, welcome to the family. We're delighted to have you a part of The Word family and look forward to great programs in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.